We're here to announce the arrest of Paul Douglas Peters. At about 4 p.m. this afternoon, Mr. Peters was arrested without incident by our Louisville FBI SWAT team at the home of his former wife.
On behalf of Maddie and the entire family, we are enormously relieved that an arrest has been made in the United States overnight. These past 2 weeks have been a very difficult time for us, and we are hopeful that this development marks the beginning of the end of this traumatic ordeal for our family.
They show contradictory evidence between James Murdoch and two of his senior executives. They allege that James Murdoch was aware that illegal voicemails transcripts existed, and that led to the payment of a large amount of money to Gordon Taylor. There's also a revelation of a letter from Clive Goodman appealing his sacking in 2007, that where he alleges that everyone in the daily editorial meeting of News of the World was familiar with conversations about phone hacking. That session was chaired by Andy Coulson, the editor of the paper.
What they have proposed is to set up a Eurozone economic government to meet twice a year, and on its council it would have the heads of state of all of the 17 nations that share the euro as their common currency. It'll have a president elected for 2.5 years. Mr. Sarkozy said that he had proposed Herman Van Rompuy, the current president of the European Council, for that role. For the moment, this would be presumably designed to present a united economic front, because that has been behind a number of the problems that the Eurozone has faced over the last 18 months.
What it appears to me is that they took it off of the easel. Once they took it off, they tried to get to the actual drawing by removing the paper. At that point, and again, speculation only, they realized that, A, it's going to be very hard to sell, and because of your coverage of this incident, and B, I don't think they may not have had the know-how on how to sell it or make money for it. So they stopped what they were doing and took it to the church.